Republicans hope that public attention will turn quickly to Bill Frist, the 50-year-old second-term senator from Tennessee. Frist is the only medical doctor in the Senate and has performed more than 200 organ transplants. He has served on the Budget and Foreign Relations Committees and has chaired the Science Subcommittee. James Brosnan is Washington correspondent for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Senator Frist has a pretty impressive resume. What do your readers in Memphis and other Tennessee residents think about him?
Well, he's very popular in Tennessee. He's someone I think people would recognize the type if they'd ever had a major operation. He sort of exudes the surgeon's confidence with kind of a bedside manner.
What's he doing there, and why did he start so late in politics?
Well, he started out as a doctor, and he took care of that challenge. He became a major heart and lung transplant surgeon. He got involved in some public issue matters in Tennessee, caught the political bug, and started into it. He's someone who likes a new challenge, whether it's running in a marathon or operating in the Sudan, or he's taken to politics much like a scientist with a new discovery.
And his political career has risen rather quickly.
Yes, he defeated Jim Sasser in a very bitter election. It was somewhat of an upset. It was an upset for him to win the primary because he defeated several more experienced Republicans. But he's proved that he can take to politics. He ran the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee last year and had great success electing 8 freshman Republicans.
Frist have any enemies, and what do they say about him?
Well, his enemies point to things such as wonder about his wealth. His father and brother started the Hospital Corporation of America, which is became the nation's largest hospital chain, and they wonder about whether there are conflicts of interest in that area. But he does not have a great many enemies.
How is he likely to differ from Trent Lott as Senate Majority Leader?
I think he's going to be a much more soothing figure. I don't think he's going to be as, shall we say, arrogant as Lott was. Lott was very blunt oftentimes. He threatened trade associations about giving money to Democrats. I think you're going to see a much quieter hand out of Frist, and he'll try to be a more inclusive leader, although Trent could very often make deals when the time came. I also think he'll try to be a sort of friendlier face for the Republican Party, to minorities especially.
He's said to have a close working relationship with President Bush. How did that develop?
Well, it actually goes back to there's some family ties there between the Frists and the Bush, have known each other for some time. And during the early presidential campaigns, although Frist endorsed Lamar Alexander in the primaries, he very quickly switched to George W. Bush when Alexander dropped out.
And Frist can work with more conservative Republican senators?
Yes, I believe he can. He has never strayed much from Republican orthodoxy. In his home state, many doctors were disappointed, for instance, when he sided with the White House and the Republicans. Well, he sided with the Republicans first during the Clinton years on the Patients' Bill of Rights, and he's continued to follow that orthodox line.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
James Brosnan is the Washington correspondent for the Memphis Commercial Appeal.